Welcome, everybody. This is probably the most popular program that I've done in a good number of months, and it is how to get speaking gigs. So I want to welcome you. Thank you for, number one, investing in your own success by joining us. Then thank you also for investing your time and your energy and taking the steps that we're going to give you during this program to move you from ideas into action and implementation. Before we jump in, you need to know that there is, yet again, another special gift. If you've been on these calls before, you know how these work. I like to mix it up and throw all kinds of goodies at you. But there is a special gift waiting for you at the end of this call. And as I always like to say, you can call it a gift, you can call it a reward, you can call it a bribe, but it's going to be worth hanging out until the bitter end. So let's begin. And I'll tell you where this program came from. So, and some of you guys are on the call, so you'll acknowledge this a little bit. I am very involved in the National Speakers Association, and for the past couple of years, I have helped out with the Academy program or the ProTrack program for aspiring speakers, which is really, it's like getting a PhD in the marketing of the speaking business. And a couple of our Academy folks said to me, listen, all this is great. This is all, you know, strategy and tactics and sponsorships and book publishing and creating an empire. How do we get gigs? I just want to know, how do we get gigs? That's what I signed up for this program. How do we get gigs? And this is, of course, I equate to going to college and having a beautiful college education, all these courses, all these mind-opening, fascinating subjects, and someone in their first week of their freshman year says, how do I get a job? How do I get a job? How do I get a job? And it's like, dude, calm the hell down. We'll get there. But first, let's educate you. These guys didn't like that answer. So that is why I put together this program. And then I realized that about 200 of my closest friends were also similarly interested in this topic, thus how to get speaking gigs. So this is it. I mean, thank God we're recording this because I'm going to give you everything that you need. People are like, oh, no, he's exaggerating. No, I'm not. I'm not exaggerating. This is the real deal. Strap in, sit down. I hope you have coffee, tea, water, vodka, scotch, whatever your drink of choice is, because you're about to get it here with both barrels. So strap in, tune in. Here it is. I was super excited. I have to tell you, just before we even jump into this, I was super excited to put this together. You know, there is a method to the madness, and what we're about to explore here in the next 56 minutes, you'll see a good news, bad news, right? The good news is it's simple. It really is. The bad news is it's not easy, but I'm going to give you everything that I possibly can, templates, scripts, tools, strategies, emails, voicemails, everything that you need to get speaking gigs. So, whew, thank God you're here. Okay. The first thing, and I've said this on previous calls, but it's especially important when we're talking about how to get speaking gigs. The first thing I'm going to encourage you to do is take a nice, deep, long breath. Just a nice inhale like this. And a nice exhale like this. Because you got to just calm, you got to calm down. People are so, they're so bunched up, they're so stressed out, they're so crazy bananas about how do I get gigs, how do I get gigs, how do I get gigs. It's easier than you think, and it takes more focus than you might expect. And so it's very difficult to do any sort of focused marketing activity when you're frantic and flipping around like a chicken with your head cut off. So really, the key to success, once you've decided to make any sort of change, whether it's reboot your marketing, like I sometimes help my clients do, whether it's shift your speaking business, like I sometimes help my clients do, start taking the revenue side of your speaking business more seriously, whatever the situation is that you're in, that deep, long breath is going to serve you really well. Nice, deep breath mentally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, just to get recentered and to let go of some of the craziness that you may be experiencing in your speaking business right now. So what do I mean by that? I mean that it's very possible that you're unfocused. You may be doing too much low-fee work, too much free speaking that never leads to fee-paid work. you may be stuck with the wrong kinds of speaking clients, the wrong kinds of audiences. You constantly find yourself in the wrong room with the wrong people for the wrong reason. You may be talking to the wrong kinds of prospects. It's, oh, I'm broke. We don't have any money. Everything's bad. Everything's terrible. I'm sure you've heard that before. Unless maybe it's just me that has that poverty talk with my speaking prospects. But in other words, you may have just tried a whole lot of different things. And no matter what you try, you're still falling short of your goals. You're not failing, maybe. I mean, maybe you're having some level of success. I hope you are, and I know some of the folks on this call are. But that next level, whatever that is, whatever that looks like in your world, is just out of reach because you're not getting enough of the right kind of gigs for the right kind of groups for the right kind of money. So after you take your deep breath, what I also recommend is that you stop beating yourself up about this, right? Just stop all the negative self-talk, the crazy, you know, what the hell's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? I'm a sales guru. And it's funny, the folks that I coach and that I mentor who are sales experts themselves and who are marketing experts themselves, they sometimes have the hardest time figuring this stuff out. Because what worked selling copiers or technology or pharmaceutical devices, whatever works in the general sales world, for some reason it does not translate to selling speaking and to getting into sort of the speaking universe that you want to get into. Sally Hogshead, who's just a super smart woman, really successful speaker, author, etc. Sally Hogshead said that the buying process in the world of speaking, it's a black box that's hidden up in an ivory tower. And I love that quote. It is so true. And we're going to spend some time on today's call later on today unpacking how to locate that black box, how to find that ivory tower, and how to get in. So if that's what you're hoping for, you're in the right place. You're doing the right thing. All right, finally, as we're talking here for the next 52 minutes or so, you may have questions. Like I said, may not have time to address live questions on the call. I'd like you to email me your questions. My email address is david@doitmarketing.com. I may not be able to answer everyone's question, even by email, but I'll do my best on the call, and I'm happy to follow up with you individually afterwards if you didn't get the specific answers that you need. So again, my email address is david@doitmarketing.com. Just use the subject line question so I can see your question when it lands in my inbox. Now, let's dig into what we're talking about. The agenda is as follows. First thing we're going to tackle is the new rules for experts who speak, how to refocus from your speech to your value, your influence, and your impact. Then I'm going to share with you some myth-busting truths. That's hard to say, myth-busting truths. But I wrote it in the marketing copy, so I guess I have to deliver it to you. We're going to talk about some myth-busting truths that you need to know. Regardless of the economy, no matter what your particular expertise, this applies to sales, marketing, leadership, teamwork, communication, presentation skills, health and wellness, family, parenting, basket weaving, everything. Whatever your expertise, and you're going to get exactly what you need to know and do right now to generate more gigs on your calendar. We're going to look at the buying side of the equation, which is really the only side that matters. Your clients' wants, needs, and priorities. What do buyers and audiences really want today, up to the minute, right here, right now? We're going to look at avoiding some landmines, some common mistakes, or some goofball things. And I'll admit, by the way, I've done all these things. You know, why do I speak so passionately and so expertly about all these insane, goofy mistakes? Well, number one, I made them early on. And number two, when folks come to me and you know, hey, David, I could use some help, I see that they're making these same goofball mistakes today. So as soon as we start working together, they stop making the goofball mistakes and everything starts to improve. And then finally, I'm going to give you some launch or relaunch strategies because there's some very seasoned, very experienced folks on the call. I saw the list. I'm impressed. I'm glad you guys are here. Launch or relaunch strategies, tactics and tools, some key marketing sales advice for folks who may be building or rebuilding their professional speaking success. So lots and lots of good stuff coming up. Let me start with some new rules, new rules for experts who speak. First new rule, think beyond the keynote. Think beyond the keynote. What other innovative formats can you use to deliver your content? And we're going to circle back to this later on because I'm going to tell you exactly what formats the buyers want you to start delivering. Then you can match that up with what you're selling and have a lot more success almost immediately. So hold that thought. Think beyond the keynote. Second new rule. You don't want to be asked to do it again. You don't want to be asked to come back. This is kind of like, wait a second. Isn't repeat business a good thing? Isn't repeat clients, isn't that what we're after? But if you're doing a keynote and they say, ooh, can you do that keynote again and do that for this group and do that for over here, you're never going to get the depth with an organization, with an association, or with a group. What you really want after the keynote is not can you do it again. What you want is the question, what else can you do? What else can you do? This was awesome, and we're going to talk about the golden triangle a little bit later on between speaking, training, and consulting, so hold that thought. But you actually don't want to be asked to do it again. You want to be asked, what else can you do? Third little rule of thumb here for you. Speaker is a skill set and not a job description. So this is another one of the new rules. I want you to focus on all of your possible distribution methods for your expertise and let clients connect the dots of what they want and need and how they want it delivered. So get your mind out of speaker, speaker, speaker. You are really expert, expert, expert with a variety of distribution methods at your disposal. Number four, new rule number four, training is the most popular mode of delivery for live events. Let me repeat that because it's kind of an aha moment. Training, not speaking, not keynotes, not conference sessions with thousands of people, but training. You in front of a room of 10, 15, 20, 25 people. Training is the most popular mode of delivery for live events. It outnumbers everything else by a mile. So what can you do to supplement and complement your speaking with training? It could be live training, could be video training, could be on-site training, could be having training assessments and training tools. It could even be a train-the-trainer or certification program that would license your clients to deliver your material in a training mode, in a training distribution mode inside their company. And that could be a six-figure deal, seven-figure deal. It could be huge. Finally, number five is consider the golden triangle. And I mentioned this a moment ago. The golden triangle, I think Jim Cathcart shared this at one of our NSA meetings, but it's hugely, hugely insightful. He says there are three primary distribution methods for most speakers. One is speaking, and the only thing speaking is ever going to do is raise awareness. That's all it's ever going to do. I don't care who you are, Tom Peters, Bill Clinton, Jim Collins, you name the guru, they're not going to solve any problems in a 60-minute keynote. They're just not. It's not possible. They're going to raise awareness. They're going to bring issues to the front. They're going to have people scratching their heads. They might make people a little bit uncomfortable. Ooh, we have a problem that we were not aware of, right? Second leg of the golden triangle, then, is training. Training is about skills transfer. Training is about you didn't know how to do something before. You do the training. Now you know how to do something after. Consulting is the third leg of the golden triangle. So speaking is about awareness, raising the flag, saying, hey, we got a problem. Training is about skills transfer. Couldn't do it before. Now we have the capacity to do it. Now we have the capability. Consulting is behavior change. Consulting is like turning that 2,000-ton battleship. It's okay. It turns. It's slow. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes momentum. It's sustained effort over a period of time. Usually months, sometimes years, but lo and behold, you turn that battleship and then the whole battleship is pointing in a different direction. So if you can start to offer things at all three points of that golden triangle, this also becomes your conversation template. So when you're on the phone with a prospect, You say, well, are you really after just awareness? Are you after skills transfer? Or are you after really changing behavior? And you put it in that way, then you get into prescription mode. You don't get into diagnosis mode like you need a speech. In fact, I would argue nobody needs a speech. There's no group, there's no association, there's no corporate group that needs a speech. What they need is your value. What they need is your insights. What they need is your recommendations. What they need is your experience and your expertise. No one needs a speech. So figure out along the golden triangle, is this really a speaking opportunity? Is this really a training opportunity? Or is this really a consulting opportunity? All right, let's move on to talk about how you can evaluate potential niche markets and then decide how to set up your speaking practice to maximize your chances of success. I will tell you how not to maximize your chances of success, and that's to try and sell speaking to everybody. Because if you try and sell speaking to everybody, you're going to sell speaking to nobody, and that's where some of the frustration and spinning the wheels and overwhelm comes into play. So you need to focus on a very specific target group, target market, target list. Identify them, reach out to them, and here is how to start that process. The first thing I'd recommend is don't guess. And I know we have some experienced sales gurus on the phone here. This is not about guessing. This is not about hoping. This is not about winging it. Sales professionals of any kind, and when we say get more speaking gigs, we can also say sell more speaking gigs. This is a sales job, my friends. It's all about sales. Sales success does not come from guessing. Sales success does not come from hoping, and sales success does not come from winging it. So do some research. If you're evaluating several different potential niche markets or vertical industries, spend some time on researching each one. How do you do that? Live in their world. Think about their problems. Think about their clients and customers. And then what's the next step? Data gathering, preparation, do your homework. So this is so easy now compared to, and again, I know we have some old school folks on the phone who built their businesses back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. This was hard. This was hard back in 1997. This was hard back in 2002. Today, this is butt simple. This is a technical term, my friends, butt, B-U-T-T, simple. Right? It's the internet, for God's sakes. It's the internet. Industry news, regional news, business news, company news is now at everybody's fingertips on the internet. So what do? Look for articles. Look for blogs. Look for verbatim quotes from executives. Look for verbatim quotes from association people and industry analysts. Look at video clips. Listen to audio interviews and capture as much as you can. Why are you doing all this homework? Because the only speakers that are getting gigs today are speakers that are relevant. Relevance is key. If you're still doing the same speech you were doing back in 1997, now you know why you have a problem. In fact, I would argue if you're still doing the same speech you were doing in 2010, you still got a problem because that's not relevant in 2013. As we're recording this, it's October of 2013. Things are moving fast here, people, and you got to stay relevant. I'm going to give you some things, some specific things that buyers told me they want, but relevance is one of them, so that's a preview. So stick around and stay tuned for that. So the next step, and this takes some bravery because, again, sales is not for the weak, right? But then go directly to the source, your real live customers and prospects. Because the bottom line is if you're not intelligently researching your prospects' issues firsthand, toe-to-toe, belly-to-belly, phone-to-phone, voice-to-voice, face-to-face, if you're not intelligently researching your prospects' issues, challenges, pressures, how can you possibly show up with credible, high-perceived value solutions? And one of the best ways to approach prospects, which I'm going to give you the specific template to do later on in the call today, is an interview. But you can think about doing interviews, think about doing surveys, research, and data gathering. It positions you as an expert resource, and guess what? Hint, hint. In the sales process, it gives you valuable data you should be getting anyway. So here is a simple, repeatable process for researching what types of speaking services and programs your target market will pay for. And then you can use this strategy to start prospecting tomorrow. In fact, you can even start prospecting in 42 minutes when we're done with this call today, between all the things I'm going to give you, including this thing here right now. So put on, take off your speaker hat, put on your expert hat, and specifically put on your hat as a writer, as a researcher, and as a journalist. And here's what you're going to do. You want to speak to trade associations? Terrific. Find the top trade associations in your industry. Find the top trade association magazines. Find the highly targeted industry publications that serve that same industry, that target those same executives. And again, this could be for association speaking or corporate speaking, but you want to target the same kind of groups and publications that your target executives will read and recognize and respect. And you're going to prepare yourself to write an article for them. Why? Because thought leaders like you do original research. For prospecting purposes, this is priceless. You access high-level buyers that it would take you months to reach, if ever. Some of these guys would be totally off limits to you. You establish yourself as an expert and as a peer, not as a peddler, not as a speaker, not as, oh, please hire me, I'm really good, here's my demo video, here's my one sheet, here's my website. No, like a peer, like a professional peer on the same status level, the same professional stature. And then thirdly, you have a good reason for a series of follow-up relationship-building opportunities. Here's how to do that. Title of your article that you're interviewing for and that you're pitching to them has to contain an embedded compliment. So let's say that your topic is innovation. If your topic is innovation, I would do an article called How Smart Leaders at Top Companies Profit from Breakthrough Ideas. Right? That's three compliments. How smart leaders, not dummies, but the smart guys, like I'm talking to you, smart guys and gals, how smart leaders at top companies, ooh, you're at a top company, all right, that's got some prestige, profit from breakthrough ideas. Oh, you're a leader in this innovation thing that I happen to be an expert in. I want to talk to you, right? Second example, let's say that you are a sales consultant focusing on financial services firms. Here's your article title, How Top Producers at Leading Firms Create Referrals for Life, right? Again, think about the embedded compliments. How top producers, do you want to talk to this guy? Well, sure, I'm a top producer, I'll talk to that guy. At leading firms, oh, it's good for our company. Yes, we are a leading firm. Create referrals for life. Oh, yeah, this is actually a pretty good topic. I've mastered this. I've got some wisdom to share. You will get those interviews faster than you'll imagine, faster than you'll believe in some cases, right? Ask these guys or gals 3 to 5 specific questions. I'm going to give you the questions because this is all nitty-gritty stuff right here. What's been the biggest factor in your success? What obstacles and challenges are you still working on when it comes to this topic or this arena? What's the best advice that you've ever heard on this topic? In your opinion, what's the secret sauce that many other people miss? So now you're making them feel even smarter. What's the key practice or tactic that you keep coming back to? Right? And by doing this, not only are you gathering data for the article that you're going to write, but you're also asking these consultative sales questions, and you're gathering firsthand client information. So you can do these by phone, do these by email, whatever you prefer. Map out your approach and all the follow-up touches that you can possibly do with these folks over the next 90 days. So what does that mean? You interview them. You send a thank you email. Then you put a physical thank you card, a handwritten thank you card, in the note. Then you send them the finished article and say, hey, Bob, I thought you'd like to see this. This is our interview that we worked on last week. Have a look at it. Tell me what you think. Then you can put it on your blog. And then you can say, hey, Bob, I just blogged about you. And there's his name in lights on your blog with his name, making him the hero of the story, right? Offer to stop by if you're local, a regional, the guy's in your town, right? Offer to stop by if you've written a book. Offer to drop off an autographed copy of your book. Send a different article. Invite them to a seminar or a teleseminar that you're doing. Send them a note saying, hey, Bob, here's another idea for you. So you just keep dripping on these people, and you keep on showing up in their world like a happy, squeaky wheel. You're offering value. You're inviting engagement. You're being a resource. You're being a trusted advisor. No money has changed hands. Let me repeat that. No money has changed hands, but these are the exact influencers, buyers, and decision makers that can hire you to speak because you made sure of that in the approach, right? And now they're your friends. Hello? Let me repeat that. Now they're your friends. The formula, by the way, for trust is value plus time. If you keep showing up with value, value, value consistently time and time and time again, you're going to build trust. That's how to build a relationship. That's a genuine sales process. You're not faking this. You're not doing a bait and switch. You're not being manipulative. You're actually highlighting and featuring and leveraging these relationships that are truly win-win for you and win-win for them. Now, let's do the math on this. Let's say you can arrange three of these interviews a week. That's all. It's not a lot. Three interviews a week, 12 per month. In 90 days, you would have 36 top prospects who know your name, who would take your call, and who might even look forward to hearing from you. 36 in 90 days. You can multiply that by four, whatever that is, 120, 144 in the course of a year. This could be your only marketing and sales activity. Out of 144 economic decision makers, how many speeches, how many training sessions, how many consulting gigs, how many sponsorship situations, how many licensing deals could you cut out of 144? I don't know. Let's say 10%. That's low, but that would be 14. Let's say 20%. That would be 28 or 29 new customers just from this one strategy. It's kind of mind-boggling, frankly, if you ask me. And it's my strategy, so believe me, I'm not sure what your mind is doing, but mine's boggled. Okay, let me give you another quick idea, a little bonus idea here. I was working with a speaker in the Midwest, one speaker who wanted to do a lot more work with associations. He did a series of interviews under the banner of the Association Speaker of Tomorrow. Let me repeat that because it's key. The Association Speaker of Tomorrow. And he called on all these association executives and association management companies and destination management companies. And guess what happened? He used that information that he gleaned in those interviews to become the association speaker of tomorrow that they wanted to hire. Freaky! All right. At this point, like, I know your mind is blown. Your head is spinning. It's crazy. Did I mention this was simple but not easy? This is simple but not easy. Next, let's talk about those myth-busting truths that I promised you. And this is, we'll kind of do this rapid-fire popcorn style, because some of you know this and some of you it's an aha moment, but either way, we got other great, fun things to talk about. Myth number one is that paid professional speakers fill out RFPs, or requests for proposal. Generally, folks, they don't. They're screened, they're interviewed, they're selected, they're hired by a program's chair and a program's committee. It's the low-fee and no-fee breakout speakers who fill in the RFPs. So right away, if you're spending all your time filling out these little goofy conference RFPs, you can stop. Assuming that you want to get paid, you can stop. If you're doing it for lead-generating purposes that we'll come around to later, that's great, but that's not, you know, that's not where the direct money is. Myth number two, the secret to getting booked is speakers bureaus. Well, no. Totally wrong. The only speakers who get booked through speakers bureaus are proven speakers who book at least 30 to 40 dates a year on their own steam at a fee level of $5,000 to $10,000 per speech or more. Even the most successful speakers today, by the way, on the high end of the bureau situation, they only get 20 to 30% of their business from bureaus. The other 70 to 80% is still up to them. So if you're not at that level, you can forget about bureaus, and there's all kinds of misinformation and craziness I don't have time to go into, but bureaus is not your answer. Myth number three is you can hire a speaker agent or a salesperson to sell for you. Now, I want to be clear on this. You might want to have somebody selling with you, but nobody can sell for you. And I'll tell you why, what I mean and why that's totally wrong. Every single speaker I've talked to has been burned, disappointed, screwed over, and let down 99% of the time that they tried this. So once in a blue moon, you'll come across someone in that other 1%, and they're the exception. Oh, I hired this great salesperson, and boy, she's working out, and she's busting doors down, and she's awesome. But 99% of the time, it doesn't work out. People waste a tremendous amount of time and money and disappointment. And even if you ask those 1%, let's go back to the 1% where it works. Ask those people, 100% of them will tell you that they knew exactly how to sell themselves before they hired the salesperson, and they had done it for years before outsourcing and partnering with a salesperson. So for you and for me, sales is simply not optional. Myth number four, prospects don't want to talk to you. Prospects don't want to talk to speakers. Well, this can be true. Prospects don't want to talk to irrelevant goofballs. However, if you call with a highly relevant, value-rich program that solves an urgent, pervasive, expensive problem, your chances of getting an initial conversation go way up. So listen, guys, nobody likes spam. You don't like spam. I don't like spam. Everybody appreciates value, even if they don't buy. So myth number five, every audience is a good fit for your message. And I made mention this a little bit earlier. Let's say that's true. Just for the record, it's not true, but I'll give you this one as an exercise. So your message is truly applicable to every human being on the planet. If you think about it, and this is all about thinking, my friends, by the way, I want you to think about it. If you think about it, there's a group, there's a subset that needs it more urgently, that values what you offer more highly, and who will benefit from it more greatly. Who are those audiences and groups? And you need to find out, because you need to double down your marketing efforts on finding and connecting with them. All right, coming up, we'll talk about how to script your exact approach by phone and by email, and you're going to get exactly what to say, what to send, to make a powerful prospecting connection every single time so you can start to find speaking gigs fast. Let me take a quick commercial break. We're about at the halfway mark here. I want to tell you about two different ways that you and I might want to work together during the months of November, December, and January to make your speaking more profitable, more enjoyable, and more fun, and to help you create a real turning point in your business in 2014 and beyond. The first way is by working with me one-on-one in my marketing mentor program. So you're going to get individualized attention. This is you and me and your speaking business, or you and me and your consulting business, or you and me and your training business, or whatever expert business you happen to be in. But it's you, me, your business, mano a mano, one-on-one. You get individualized attention, strategic support, and tactical guidance. So I'm your marketing co-pilot. So you get the conceptual framework, and you get the hands-on tools to market and sell more effectively. This is a 90-day program. Many of you guys have seen this, thought about it, seen it on the website. It's normally $7,500. If you applied for a conversation with me by the end of today, I want to chop $2,000 off of that, and for you, it's $5,500. So if you want to have a conversation about that, no obligation, just a conversation about that, to lock in that pricing in case we're a fit, email me right now and put in the subject line 90-day chat. My email, again, just like with the questions, is david@doitmarketing.com. The only commitment you're making is to talk about that program and see if I can help you or not. So it's david@doitmarketing.com, 90-day chat in the subject line, if you want to talk about that one. The second offer, very briefly, is for you and I to work through a 3-session strategy and roadmap process to give your marketing results a major boost in a shorter, well-defined program where we work on things like your business model, your revenue model, your service offerings, including speaking, basically map out your empire. We look at how you're messaging and articulating and distinguishing your business, including some naming and branding things if you're stuck on that. What do I call my speech? What do I call my book? What do I rebrand my company? Whatever that is. I've got a lot of folks that have that craziness going on. We'll look at positioning and messaging and how to laser focus your value prop with exact sound bites of what to say, how to say it, what to do, how to do it, and then anything else that's important to you or that will help you get unstuck and help you regain that clarity and confidence and control of your business as it relates to speaking or not. so you can get more clients and make more money. That program, that three-session strategy and roadmap program, ordinarily $2,500. If you apply for a conversation with me by the end of today, you'll save $1,000. For you, it's just $1,500. So email me right now, david@doitmarketing.com. For that program, please use the subject line three-session chat, and we'll talk to make sure that we're a good fit. Okay, let's continue our conversation. The next topic is how to tap into your clients' wants, needs, and priorities. So what do your buyers and audiences really want from you? Now, here's the secret, folks, and I hope you start to implement this immediately. I talk to a lot of buyers. I talk to a lot of buyers of my coaching and consulting services. I talk to a lot of buyers even in my speaking, for my speaking services. I talk to association clients. I talk to corporate clients. Here's the secret. I stay on the phone even after I hear no. I stay on the phone even after I hear no. Now, obviously, I hear no a lot, and I hear yes sometimes. You make a lot of sales calls, you're going to hear no a lot too, and you're going to hear yes sometimes. The key that has made me probably $100,000 plus is stay on the phone after you hear no and do research. My guess is I've learned more from my no's than you have from your yeses. So here it is, straight from the horse's mouth, exactly what today's buyers want from the professional speakers they hire. Because I've asked. I said, okay, you know, sorry that we're not a fit for this time. Let me ask you, and I'll use my National Speakers Association connection. I'll say, you know, I'm very involved in the National Speakers Association, and I'm always interested, and I always like to share with my colleagues and my clients, you know, what's important to you in a speaker? How do you make this buying decision? What are some criteria that you look at? I know that we're not doing anything right now, but do you have 5 minutes just to kind of share with me what you look for? 9 times out of 10, they'll say, oh, sure, I'd be glad to. So I don't know why these guys have a lot of time on their hands, but I'm grateful that they do, and I get gold when I do this. So here is 7 pieces of gold for you. Number one, the number one thing they want is expertise. And the way they describe that, this is all client language, prospect language that I've captured over the phone. I may be summarizing or paraphrasing, but this is exactly what they say. Expertise, real in-depth knowledge, specifics, actionable takeaways, templates, tools, scripts, not theory, not fluff, not woo-woo. I wasn't quite sure what woo-woo was, but now I know, right? Not feel-good fluff, right? Expertise is number one. Number two is currency. Currency not in terms of money, currency as far as chronology. So up-to-the-minute, current, and cutting-edge information, ideas, and insights. One of the things that buyers hate is when their members or their employees say, oh, you know, we've heard this before. There's nothing new here. So it needs to be current. It needs to be fresh. That's hugely important to them. Number three is relevance. I made mention of this earlier. Relevance is huge. So directly relevant story. When I say relevant, I mean relevant to them and their industry and their business and their job titles and relevant, 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 where it looks like you've worked in their industry. So extreme tailoring, extreme customization, extreme personalization will take you a long way towards relevance. Directly relevant stories, examples, case studies, and be industry specific. Tailoring and personalization is no longer optional. Number four, and this is astounding to me. This is the easiest way you can just jump right ahead of the line. Be easy to work with. And here, again, straight from the horse's mouth, don't be a jerk. I can't tell you how many buyers have said, you know, don't be a jerk. And the other thing I hear a lot, don't be a prima donna. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a prima donna. Be responsive. Be respectful. Be fun. Show up in their world as somebody fun, as a breath of fresh air. Right? You have their dream job, by the way. So all these folks that hire speakers, they're stuck in some job. Maybe they like it. Maybe they don't. Here you are, globetrotting speaker, free spirit, freewheeling expert touring the globe. They're like, man, how do I do what you do? I'd love to have that job. And by the way, take a minute, seriously now, if this is you to whatever extent, even if you're an unsuccessful speaker right now, you are still living the dream, my friend. You are still living the dream. There's people on the street. There's people who are unemployed. There's people who are employed in jobs that they hate. So even if you haven't quite cracked the code, but you're having some fun every single day and you love your clients and you love speaking and you love sharing your expertise, please take a little moment of gratitude for that. I do hugely every single frickin' day. I sit here and I almost pinch myself saying, I'm having a great time. Not every day is easy, but boy, am I blessed in the work that I do, and are you blessed in the work that you do. So for God's sakes, be easy to work with. Don't be a pain in the ass to these people who are not living the dream. Number five is interaction. And this is new. This is like the last 3-4 years. This has become very, very hot. No talking heads, no lecture. Mix things up. Use activities, use conversation, use interaction to get the audience to tap into each other's wisdom. You know, don't be the sage on the stage. Be the stimulant, be the catalyst for them to learn from each other, and do it with them, don't do it to them. So no canned speech, right? Interaction, hugely important to today's buyers. Sixth one, experience. Buyers want to hear from people who have done things in the real world. There's a premium now on experience and accomplishments. Now, here's the secret. You probably have them, but you're not talking about them, and they're not in your marketing materials, and they're not in your website, and they might not even be on your LinkedIn, and that's a huge gap. So tap into your real-world experience of whatever you did before you became a speaker. That's going to give them that credibility that you have real-world experience, and you can relate to the executives and entrepreneurs and professionals in their audience. Right, last one, number seven, authenticity. I hear this word all the time from buyers. Authenticity, what does that mean? Buyers want to see the real you, not a pompous jerk reading a PowerPoint. So the more you can keep it real, the better. The more you can relate to the audience and connect with them, the better. The more you can share both your mistakes and your successes, the better. You know, nobody likes the perfect guy with the perfect hair, the perfect gal with the perfect hair and the great teeth and everything else. You know, if you're too perfect, they're going to start to hate you. So if you are that kind of handsome, good-looking, beautiful woman, those are two different things, by the way, one handsome, you know, good-looking man, beautiful, attractive woman. You could be a handsome, beautiful man, too. I don't care. It's all good. You know, make sure to have that level of authenticity and vulnerability. Otherwise, you're going to start to seem plastic and distant and removed, and you're going to repel your audience instead of attract them towards you. Now, let's talk about avoiding some landmines. Think about the biggest marketing and sales mistakes, because I'm about to give you my opinion of the biggest marketing and sales mistakes. The first mistake, and this isn't even a mistake, this is more of an oversight. And this is astounding, but it's true, and you can claim guilty, and gosh, it's me, and David, and you're right. You have no idea who your prospects are. None. Let me repeat that as a profound, profound statement. You have no idea who your prospects are. Now, if you think about it, it's completely ridiculous. It's like trying to hit a home run, but you can't even find your way into the stadium. If I asked you right now, which associations, which companies, and which groups are you trying to speak for? Most of you would be hard-pressed to give me more than 2 to 3 specific names. Why? Because you don't know. Now, pardon me, I'm getting excited here. I'm starting to choke. I'm so excited. If you ask any other sales professional how well they would do in selling, if they had no idea who to call on, they would tell you that's a tough way to make a living. So listen, my friends, we all want to get hired. The big mistake is having no idea by whom. So the answer to this landmine is to get super specific. Right now, today, as soon as we hang up from this call, I'm banging on the desk now, as soon as we hang up from this call, you need to develop a list, a target list of 50 to 100 specific groups, conferences, companies, and associations that you want to speak for. That list becomes your roadmap for everything. That list becomes your roadmap for networking, for referrals, for introductions, for LinkedIn, for talking with your speaker buddies, for talking to your existing clients. As soon as you write down that list of 100 names, everything will get easier. Everything will get easier. Here's the soundbite, my friends. It's impossible to hit a target you cannot see. It's impossible to hit a target you cannot see. Bring them into focus. Aim in the right direction, and you'll start hitting bullseye after bullseye. Landmine number two is not having a sales process. This is the second thing that makes me crazy. Of course, with no prospects, think about this, with no specific prospects, of course you haven't needed a sales process. You're just waiting for the phone to ring because you're a big lovable goober. So cut it out. Here's a soundbite for you. Random activity leads to random results. If you're sitting by the phone waiting for it to ring, that's not a sales process. You have to proactively target, pursue, and reach out to the associations, companies, and groups that you want to do business with. So you get the specific scripts and templates for that in the next 15 minutes. I've included that here. It's going to be in the transcript. It's going to be in the goodies that you get. I'm going to give it to you because I love you, and I want you to be successful, and I want you to stop making me crazy with no prospects and no sales process. Landmine number three. Landmine number three, and I say all of this with love because I've been there. I've been in all these places, by the way. You think I've gone out with no prospects and no specific targets? Oh, yes. You think I've gone out with some random helter-skelter, crazy sales process, non-existent, half-baked sales process? Yes, I have. If I had kept going down that path, I'd be broke right now. I did not keep going down that path, and you can stop today as well. So come join me on the sane side of the speaking street, and not the crazy side of the speaking street. Landmine number three is sounding like an idiot when you call or email them. What does that mean? That means wasting their time, spending too much of the conversation talking about yourself, your programs, your background. Nobody cares. At least nobody cares at first, right? You need to focus on them, their needs, their members, their employees, and their goals. So let's talk about some launch and relaunch strategies, tactics, and tools. And here's some critical marketing and sales advice if you're building or rebuilding your professional speaking success. It is the following. The best way to promote your expertise is to give it away for free. Not only is it the best way, it's the fastest way. So you need to become the source of top-notch resources, articles, tools, templates, advice, insights, recommendations, and wisdom for the people you want to serve the most. Not in general, not in some spray and pray, put it out there and hope they come. You need to put it under their nose. In my case, right, who am I reaching out to? People like you. Consultants, speakers, independent professionals, thought-leading entrepreneurs. The distribution channels for us to do that, by the way, whoever your target market may be, is endless. Online, offline, articles, audios, videos, podcasts, books, booklets, email newsletters, teleseminars like this one, webinars, and so on. Here's the four keywords, guys, that will rocket, skyrocket your speaking success and your sales success. It's four words only. Offer, value, invite, engagement. That's it. That's marketing. That's sales. That's business development. Boil down to four words. Offer, value, invite, engagement. Next, make sure that every speech, I just said that giving your content away, including lead-generating speeches, by the way, if it's in front of the right room with the right group in the room for the right reason, right, that is the fastest, quickest way to paid work if you do this next strategy. Have a specific call to action for two things. And it's amazing to me. I've seen hundreds of speakers live in person. Almost no one does this. And they wonder, wow, how come I'm not getting calls? How come I'm not getting leads? How come it's not working? Because you're not asking. You're not asking for two things. You're not giving them an easy way to connect with you, and you're not giving them an easy way to refer you. For example, at the end of every talk I give, and I just did this in Tampa, and our Tampa friends on the call can attest to this, whether it's a paid revenue-generating speech or a free lead-generating speech, I end with a slide that has two calls to action, and after today, you will too. First, I offer everyone in the audience a free 20-minute consultation with me. I instruct them to take out their business card and write on the back, free 20. I also mention that my business is almost 100% referral based, and if they have a referral to another group or a company that could benefit from the program they just experienced, please write refer on the back of their card. Now, to show you how well this works, if I'm in front of, and I've done the math on this for dozens and dozens of audiences, but if every 100 people I'm in front of, if it's the right 100 people, underline the right 100 people, I'll get between 35 and 40 free 20-minute consultations. Do some people blow it off and not show up? Yes. Do some people not answer my initial email to set it up? Yes. Let's cut that in half. Let's say I get between 17 and 20. 17 and 20% of that audience wants to have a follow-up conversation with you. I don't care if you speak to accountants. I don't care if you speak to executives. I don't care if you speak to attorneys. I don't care if you speak to opticians. Whoever your group is, you offer the free 20. Whatever your topic is, sales, leadership, motivation, health, wellness, parenting, karate, taekwondo, I don't care. Whatever your audience is passionate about and interested in, if your program went well, they're going to want more of you, more of your advice, insights, recommendations. So give them a way to do that. So I get between 35 and 40% typically on the card, right, free 20, and I get 5 or 10% to put refer. So let me repeat that and translate this one strategy to your world. For every 100 people in your audience, you're going to get 35 to 40% sign up for some sort of follow-up value-first conversation with you, and you'll get 5 to 10% to give you a referral. Let's say you only talk to small groups. Let's say you talk to a group of 20. Right? Out of a group of 20, you have 6 follow-up conversations, and you get 4 referrals. That's pretty good. Multiply that by 4, by 5, by 6, by whatever your average audience size, you can implement this one thing in your speaking, and you could literally double your business in the next 90 days. All right, I told you I was excited. So we're in the home stretch, and you may be wondering, gosh, how do I get a buyer's attention in the first place? So you can stop your random activity, stop feeling helpless, and stop the words sales and marketing from making you want to jump off a bridge. The critical place to start is by identifying your who, identifying a specific group or a specific company or a specific association or a specific set of buyers, what I call your buyer persona. And that buyer persona represents all of your best clients, all your best speaking gigs, all your best economic buyers and decision makers who brought you in to speak. What are they like? What are they hungry for? Ray Kroc, who's the founder of McDonald's, was once asked the secret to his success, and some of you guys have heard me tell this story before. His soundbite is, he thought about it for a minute, and he said, well, you know, the secret to my success is that nobody ever walked into one of my restaurants who wasn't already hungry. Nobody walked into one of my restaurants who wasn't already hungry. So your main job is to find the hungry people, and specifically find your hungry people. They're the ones that are the most hungry for your information. They're the ones that have the assets and the resources to invest. They're the ones that are your specific types of audiences that have your specific types of problems, heartaches, headaches, and challenges that you're brilliant at solving. Specific, specific, specific. There should be no question on this, folks. It should be crystal clear to that buyer once you've identified them. Here's the kinds of problems that Rich Lucia is going to solve. Here's the kinds of problems that Gina Carr is going to solve. Here's the kinds of problems that Tom Davidson is going to solve. If you invest in his services and his programs and his speaking, here's what they do. Here's the problems they make go away. Now, once you've nailed down those two big items, who your speaking is geared towards and what problems you solve, you're ready to go. I'm going to templatize you. I'm going to arm you. I'm going to give you the exact secret sauce that you need. I'm going to give you the template for referrals. I'm going to give you the template for email. I'm going to give you the template for calling. I'm going to give you the template for finding your buyer. And I'm telling you right now, I may go over our 60-minute deadline, for which I apologize in advance, but if you have to hop off, You'll get the recording. I am so gosh darn excited, I cannot stop with this specific detailed information for you. So apologies in advance. All right, the first one is to get referrals. So you should now reach out, because now here's what you have, right? Let's review. You're armed with who your speaking is geared towards, super specific, and you're armed with what problems you solve, super specific. Referrals are now easy. Easy. Okay? You now need to reach out to your team of advocates, allies, friends, colleagues, past clients, and others who know you and love you. Tell them what you're up to. Tell them who you've decided to speak to and serve. Tell them who you'd like to meet or be introduced to. The exact template sounds like this. I'm looking to meet blank, right? And you fill in the blank with your who. In my case, I'd say, I'm looking to meet people who hire speakers for groups of independent professionals and entrepreneurs. You might say, I'm looking to meet senior executives in the food distribution industry, or I'm looking to meet sales VPs in the software industry. But it's super specific because you've now nailed down your who. Then, as my buddy Michael Goldberg says, Michael Goldberg's a CSP, Certified Speaking Professional, Networking and Referral Marketing Guru, he says, have the asking for air conversation. AIR is an acronym, A-I-R. You say, I'd love your advice, insights, and recommendations. I'd love your advice, insights, and recommendations, A-I-R. This is where your initial networking and referral marketing strategy will kick in. Then, here's the super advanced PhD in referrals. You tell them, you tell that referral partner, you tell that advocate, that ally of yours, you tell them what to say, or you tell them what to send, and you write your referral blurb. If you Google the term referral blurb, you'll find my blog post that gives you the skeleton template of what a referral blurb is, a complete filled-in example, and you'll get a speaker-specific model of a referral blurb that you can steal. You can Google that now. You can Google it later. It's referral blurb, B-L-U-R-B. As you meet decision makers and influencers, you can then start to share this referral blurb and continue building your web of connections. And this can be done by phone as well as in person, at breakfasts and lunches and dinners and coffees. This one strategy of targeting and leveraging your referral blurb will fast forward your sales and marketing and business development probably faster than anything else. Sometimes, my friends, you have to slow down to speed up. And referrals is the shortcut. Now, referrals, you have to earn the referral. You have to have the relationship. You have to have the trust. But if you have them and you're not using them, you are adding months and months and months and years and years and years unnecessarily to your sales cycle. Second template to get speaking gigs is LinkedIn. Here it is, LinkedIn, hugest under-potentialized asset I've ever seen. Find the specific decision makers you want to connect with, because now you have your list. You have your list of 100. You go to LinkedIn. You figure out who works there, right? You're already connected to half of them, I guarantee it, and you can find the other half very easily. Here's how to connect with them if you're not connected yet. Forget about the default LinkedIn invitation because it sucks. It's hi, I'd like to add you to my network on LinkedIn. I replace it with the following template. I'd like to put my professional network on LinkedIn at your disposal. After we connect, if there's someone to whom you'd like a personal introduction, just let me know. Thanks in advance. Right? It serves them. It's value first. It's offer, value, invite, engagement. That's what that template demonstrates. Now, for the folks that you just connected with, or maybe you're already connected with them, but you haven't contacted them yet, hello, missed opportunity, use this next template. Dear Jane, I'm glad to be connected to you on LinkedIn and wanted to reach out to you personally. My expertise is in blank, right? Because now it's crystal clear. You have that little soundbite ready to go. My expertise is in blank. If a brief conversation about your situation would be valuable, I'd be glad to brainstorm with you. And then you put your name and you put your phone number. Third template is for the telephone. People hate cold calling, but they hate it because they don't know how to do it right. So if you want to become much better at it, buy the book Smart Calling by my buddy Art Subcheck. It's a fantastic book, smart calling. It will take the fear and the trepidation and the yuckiness out of cold calling. In the meantime, here's how to use the phone effectively to get speaking gigs. It's a template. I'm going to give you a couple examples of it. You can then steal it and use it in the next 10 minutes if you want to. Hi, Susan. This is David Newman. I speak to groups of blank who want to outcome and result. I'm calling to see if this might be worth a short conversation. I'll tell you how I fill in those blanks just so you have a real live example. Then I'll give you a couple more examples from my clients that are not related to me. So when I make calls, I say, hi, Susan. This is David Newman. I speak to groups of small business owners and independent professionals who want to do a better job of marketing and grow their business. I'm calling to see if a program like this might be valuable for your members. And I say it exactly like that. No hello, no pausing, no how are you. I pick up the phone. It's a person at that target organization. No fumbling and stumbling. I say this with no breaks. It's three quick sentences. It takes care of that dreaded first 10 seconds of the call. If they want to talk more, great. If not, I politely end the call and call the next one. Great. It makes it super easy and it works. Now, here's the fourth bonus template. If you have no idea who the decision maker is, but you can find someone at that company, here's how to find out. If you've done your homework, and this assumes, of course, that you've done your homework on their organization, you've looked at their website, you've looked at their past meetings and conferences, this can be either an email or a phone call. I personally have found more success sending it out as an initial email. Here's what it sounds like. Hi, Susan. I'm not sure if you can help me, but I'm hoping you might point me in the right direction. Could you tell me who's responsible for selecting speakers for your XYZ event? And you fill in XYZ with their event name, of course. I have a program titled 21 Secrets of Simple Marketing Success, right? Put in your title. I'm not sure if a high-energy business development and marketing program like this, you fill in your topic, right? I'm not sure if a high-energy subject matter program like this is a good fit for your event. From what I saw on your website, I think it might be. That proves you've done your research. And I would love to connect with the right person to find out. Any help you could provide would be very greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for your guidance. And then you put your name. A quick footnote on this last one. I find it best not to include your fancy signature file with all your promotional goodies and your links and your picture and your book. Maybe your name, maybe the phone number. That should do it. The point is you don't want to set off their speaker sales alarm. You want to be connected to the right person to begin your value-first marketing conversation and kick off your value-first sales process. Okay, well, so we are at the end of our time. I've got a couple bonus gifts, a couple calls to action for you. I'm going to give you the 21 Secrets of Simple Marketing Success ebook, which is the 43-page ebook. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. The key point there is between pages 37 and 41 is a beautiful, detailed marketing plan template that you can rip off, copy, modify, and rock your socks off with that. The second thing is how to craft your marketing language with the Marketing Language Bank workbook. You may have a copy from previous calls. My guess is you haven't used it. You haven't implemented it. It's not working for you. So this time I want you to download it and actually engage with it and use it. And when a couple minutes over, I want to be respectful of your time. There's going to be a digital download of this audio in case you want to refer back to it for your own reinforcement. I'm also going to send you a written copy of this transcript. The two offers I mentioned are active right now. It's the Private Marketing Mentor Program with 90 days of having me on your team. The special pricing on that, again, is $5,500. If you send me an email with 90-day chat in the subject line, I'll know you're serious about that one. And then there's the three-session strategy and roadmap process customized for you and your particular business. The special pricing on that is $1,500 if you send me an email with three-session chat in the subject line, three-session chat. I know you're serious about that one. So thanks for sticking with me, folks. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and we'll talk next time.